I always look forward to Wednesdays because that means Bruce Adolph is going to be here with another piano puzzler, and here he is. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Bruce, we've got a listener on the line from Alexandria, Virginia. Sarah Euless is with us. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Now, I understand you used to work here at NPR. Is
yes,
that right?
I did. I was one of the founding members of National Public Radio. I was there when the doors opened.
Wow. Now, just so we prevent any kind of insider trading, how long has it been since you were here?
14 years.
Okay, so the statute of limitations has passed, and we can have you back on the air.
A long time ago.
Well, glad to have you. Where do you work now?
I work for Amtrak.
Oh, you do?
And I work for customer relations, and my husband is an Amtrak engineer. He drives the trains, and we have a little joke that he makes the trains on time, and I accept the congratulations.
Well, glad to have you with us. Let me tell you how the piano puzzler works here. Bruce Adolph is going to play a little tune for you, and it's something that he has concocted, taking a familiar tune, but he's disguised it in the style of a classical composer. And your job will be to try to name the tune, if you can figure out the tune in its disguised form, and also to try to name the composer in whose style Bruce is doing the disguising. That's
oh,
the
boy.
Most awkward way I can possibly say that, but I think you get the idea. Bruce, you got something for Sarah here?
I do.
Let's hear it.
Oh, you're laughing, so something got to you there.
Well, first I got diverted. I tried to figure out the composer, and then I thought, oh, I got to go back to the tune.
Well, where would you like to start? You can lead us down whichever track you'd like.
It's either late Mozart or early Beethoven, but I don't think that's right. That was my first thought.
You're right about that. It's not right.
Yeah,
got that right.
It's a little bit too florid for both of them. All those turns and more.
It's also, you know,
mordants and all.
That's true. Now, you know the word mordants. Now, what period does that come from?
Oh, that was like Scarlatti.
That's the composer.
Well, there you go.
You
wow.
got it. That's very bizarre.
Scarlatti, Domenico Scarlatti. Bruce, is there anything else that makes this Scarlatti?
Well, there are quite a few things. One thing is also that it's only two voices on the keyboard, which a lot of his pieces are just two voices with an occasional filling out of chords. And another thing is this particular kind of trumpet-like fanfare that he often puts at the ends of his cadences with an open fifth, which is very Scarlatti, almost a signature of his. Then in the middle of the piece, it suddenly gets minor, which is very Scarlatti, then back to the tune. So there are quite a few things. What I'm amazed at is that you suddenly hit Scarlatti after seeming like you're in the wrong place. Was that your first intuition there?
I was thinking that period, but I couldn't put my mind around the name until you pointed me in the right direction with mordants.
Well, you said mordants. You said mordants. I feel like a psychiatrist. I only got it from you. I didn't say anything.
Well, I'm impressed that you got Domenico Scarlatti. That's great. But you know, Sarah, there's an entire other side of this puzzler that we haven't puzzled out yet.
This is the hard part.
Well, now that you know it's Scarlatti, maybe you'll hear the tune.
Okay. We're going to do it again.
Yes. That's the tune is there.
Sarah, can I give you a little?
I think I hear it.
Can I give you a little hint?
Yes.
Seafood.
Ah, you have it, Fred. You definitely have it.
In Dublin, Sir City?
Yeah, well, that's the first line. That's right.
Where girls are so pretty.
No, you can sing the
Sweet
whole thing.
Sweet Molly Malone?
Well, it's sometimes called that. It's also called Cockles and Mussels.
Cockles and Mussels.
It doesn't
alive,
really
alive,
matter.
Oh.
That's
alive,
it.
Alive,
you've
oh
got
is
it.
Another name of it, too.
There
that's
it is.
Right. You got it.
You had to drag it out of me.
well done. Sarah Euless, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It was a ball.
And Bruce, I hope I'll see you again in a week.
You will.